Exclusive: Bill O'Reilly, Organized Crime Loves Joe Biden. By Robert Krajicek on May 25, 2021. Bill O'Reilly, host of No Spin News and author of Killing the Mob: The Fight Against Organized Crime in America, told Breitbart News on Monday organized crime in the form of Mexican criminal cartels and their domestic partners love President Joe Biden. Organized crime loves Joe Biden, O'Reilly said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. The Biden administration's hostility to border security and left-wing policies towards both legal and illegal immigration is a financial boon to criminal cartels conducting human trafficking and drug smuggling across the U.S.-Mexico border, O'Reilly noted. The misallocation of border security resources, essentially using customs and border protection officers as babysitters for migrants, particularly unaccompanied alien children, UACs, facilitates illegal immigration and the trafficking of drugs across the southern border. Listen, O'Reilly remarked, you have 500,000 foreign nationals, at least, entering the U.S., since Biden was inaugurated. 500,000 come across the border, to process and feed and house and take care of those people. All the Border Patrol and ICE agents have to deal with it. What suffers? Drug interdiction. More narcotics are being smuggled into the United States today than at any other time in history. Because the border is stripped of people trying to stop that. Because they have to deal with the flood of foreign nationals, O'Reilly added. He emphasized, they love Biden. Modern organized crime in America is a billion-dollar industry, O'Reilly remarked. They are the distributors of narcotics, fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine. They have an arrangement with the Mexican cartels. The cartels manufacture and smuggle the dope into America, and then organized crime, Americans, take it over. You don't see Mexican cartels in any American cities. O'Reilly continued, why wouldn't Mexican cartels be here? They control the whole country of Mexico, nope. The arrangement is you stay down there, we'll handle it from here. But the mob never sees the drugs. They franchise it out the street gangs, so the people getting gunned down in Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and LA, they're getting gunned down by drug gangs. Those drug gangs have to pay the organized gangsters who are living in the mansions in the suburbs for the right to sell drugs and shoot each other. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.